Hey guys, this is Blanca here in the studio with JoJo. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, I love that. Good afternoon. Hey, I'm JoJo, and thank you so much for tuning into Life Songs. I am joined this afternoon in the studio by Blanca. Blanca.
Hey guys. I'm here in the house.
We will see her perform live tonight at Big Church Night Out at the UNO Lakefront Arena. The show starts at 7 o'clock. Seriously, though, it is such a pleasure having you here. Like, I'm totally a fangirl, and I might go fangirl on you, but just bear with me, okay?
I feel the love. Ever since I walked into the building, you guys have been super nice and so loving. So I'm
well, it's
so
genuine.
Happy to
it comes
here.
From a genuine place for sure. Well, so let me paint a picture for you just real quick before we kind of get started on questions and all that. The year was 2007.
Oh gosh, okay. We're going straight into this, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That's how I roll, Blanca. You're going to know that. Okay, so you came to New Orleans for Shout Fest. Do you remember that at all?
Yes.
Okay, so you remember that.
I do remember
okay,
that.
Okay, tell me what you remember about it.
I don't remember much, so I need you to refresh my memory.
Okay, so 2007, you had a little bit of blonde hair.
Oh, yeah, probably just right here.
Uh-huh, yeah. And, well, actually you had a black jacket on, so it must have been a little chilly outside.
No, I probably just thought I was cool. And wore a jacket on stage.
I do the same thing. I'll rock a jacket. I'm like, I ain't taking this jacket off. It looks too good with my outfit.
I'm not, like, ever since I had a baby, that all went out the window. Now I'm just like, if I start sweating at any moment, like, we're going to wear pajamas on stage.
Well, you look super cute right now, so
Thank you.
Have no worries about that. Okay, so I have this picture back from 2007. I actually met you when you were part of Group One Crew, and I've been following your music since the first album of Group One Crew. And so I literally was like, when I met, okay, so let me tell you why I first started to just love you, because I remember when I came up to you, I was like, can I take a picture with you? And this is what you told me. You might not remember. You said, you know who I am? And I looked at you and I said, of course I know who you are. I love you. And that was just so, like, that literally impacted me forever, because from that moment, I was like, I just loved you even more, which I don't know how that's possible. But anyway, so this is a picture. I'm going to post the picture very, very soon on Facebook for you guys who are listening.
This
from
is a
2007.
No judgment zone, guys. If you see this picture, no judgment. OMG.
Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh. My hair was straight.
But it wasn't short, though. It looks like you had some length to it because it was in a ponytail, it looked like.
Because when it was straightened, like, the curl was so tight.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was straightened, it would look longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always want it straight because I didn't want the little...
I had
the little fro curl. Yeah, it wasn't as long as it is now. I remember this outfit. I remember these... See, I was wearing the cool, like, ghetto earrings before they became, like, a cool thing, I think. And you look so different.
Yeah, I had black and blue hair, and it was super short, and yes. And I had just gotten back from Hawaii, so I was burnt, and my face, my cheeks are all red. And it was probably, too, from meeting you. My cheeks got really red. Awesome picture, right?
This is amazing.
I had to dig it out for one of my cameras. I was like, I've got to find this picture.
This is awesome. It's always so cool to remember those.
Oh, yeah.
Those days. I think Shout Fest was one of the first tours we ever did in Group One Crew. We got signed in either late 2006 or early 2007. So it was literally like.
It was so new. Beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we talked about your hair, how in this picture it's like smooth and it's like straightened out. I love your hair. I always tell people that if I could trade hair with anyone, it would totally be you. Like, I want your hair so bad.
I'm not even making this up for the sake of this conversation, but my dream hair is long red hair.
So we should just, can we just trade?
I think
please?
We should.
Can we? Okay, well, I don't know how that would work out.
I don't know how much you would like this.
Oh, no, I would love it. I legit love it. I try to make my hair like that, but it just won't go like that.
But this is how good God is, I think, that he actually gave my son red hair. It's like hint of red. If you look at it, and neither my husband or I have red hair, but I think the Lord knew. how much my love for red hair was. He gave it to my son.
He's like, all right, I'm going to give it to you, kid. There you go. Speaking of hair, I have a question from one of our listeners. The Instagram name is Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong. And they ask, how in the world do you get your hair like that? Is it just your natural?
Yes, it is my natural curl. I mean, I dye it blonde. Mm-hmm. So it's usually the root color. It's like a dark brown. But it's just my natural hair. I literally woke up today, got off the bus,
and did nothing to it.
Please. Except probably like ruffled it out. Yeah.
Tussled it up a little bit.
But I've had this hair and I hated my hair growing up so much. I was traumatized. I remember the first time it was my birthday and I asked my mom to take me to a salon to straighten my hair because that was what I wanted as a birthday gift. And so she took me to this salon and the lady like undid my ponytail and just started combing through. And halfway through she was like, I can't do this. I'm so sorry. And she sent me home.
Oh, no.
And so I bawled my eyes out. I was so traumatized that this one gift that I wanted was to like be able to just toss my hair around for my birthday. So then from there, my mom took me to a black girl salon. And they were like,
they hooked you up, huh?
We got you. Sit down. Yeah. Brought out all the tools. And I had my straight hair for my birthday party that year.
I'm so happy for you because, you know, as the hairdresser in me, like, I want to get my hands in your hair. Like, I would love to straighten your hair. Like, that could be a dream of mine one day. You know what I'm saying? So that's really awesome.
That would be the ultimate challenge. If you can get through this hair, I'm pretty sure you can accomplish anything.
Yeah. It's like, check, got through Blanca's hair. Can do anything? Check. Yeah. If you're just joining me, hey, I'm JoJo hanging out with Blanca in the studio. We've been talking about hair, which is just what we do because we're females and, you know, the hairdresser in me just always wants to talk about hair and beauty. So, but it's so nice getting to have you in studio. We're so excited to see you tonight at Big Church Night Out.
It's a great tour. It's a great lineup. I'm having so much fun out there. But we have Derek Minor that brings a little bit of the hip hop.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some pop. We have Sidewalk Prophet, Seven Time Down. And of course, the Newsboys, which put on an amazing show. So you guys need to come out, check it out. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Lakefront Arena for 7 o'clock. If you need ticket information, you can visit our website, lifesongs.com. But I do have a couple of questions for you that some of our listeners sent in.
Okay.
And I know that just recently you lost your mom, and so that you've been through a lot of things. And I know that helps catapult you to doing even more greater things with your music and your spirituality and everything like that. This question is actually from Katie, and she asked, how do you get through seasons of doubt? She said that she's going through a really rough time right now. And so what would you say to Katie and to everyone who's listening?
Oh, man, that is such a good question, Katie. I think when it comes to me personally, I tend to be sometimes an anxious person and I worry a lot and can fear a lot and doubt a lot. And I think, one, God has just been showing me that when I can let go a little bit of the control and the fear of what's to come or the future, like, it gives him an opportunity to step in and be in charge. So that's hard for me to do sometimes, but it's kind of what I'm learning and what I'm working on. And my favorite scripture is Joshua 1:9 that says, do not fear, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And just knowing no matter what we face, there's going to be trials and in tribulations, like the word speaks of it, in our lives, no matter what. We can get through one thing and then next thing you know, we're facing another. But just knowing that he's with us in all of it. And my biggest prayer in hard times with the Lord or when I feel doubt is, God, just remind me. Like, remind me of your faithfulness. Remind me of your goodness. Let me not forget what you've already done and what you've brought me from. Because sometimes we get like, I don't know, like tunnel vision or blinded. Yeah. But when we can think back of like, hey, in this time in my life, I thought that was like the hardest thing I've ever walked through. And somehow I made it through. And I can see now your hand in it. So now, though I can't feel you or I can't hear you or I'm doubting, like, just remind me of that one thing, whatever it was back then that you helped me get through.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how, taking it one step at a time. It's hard. Yeah. Losing a parent or losing someone you love, that was the hardest thing to date that I've ever gone through. And God somehow picks up the pieces and restores it and makes it more beautiful than it ever was when it was shattered in the first place. So just taking it one step at a time.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much,
so Jojo. Sweet. Well, good afternoon. Hey, I'm JoJo. Blanca is hanging out with me in studio. We're going to see her tonight at Big Church Night Out for the fall tour. The Newsboys are going to be there. Cyrock Prophets is going to be there. So many great Life Songs artists. And we're so excited to see you. Now, I do have one more question for you, Blanca. Courtney wrote in on Facebook and asked, why did you decide to be a professional singer?
Okay.
Because you're awesome. That's the answer.
I don't know. I think I love singing ever since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. I was literally, we were talking about this earlier. I grew up in the 90s, so I loved all the divas of the 90s. Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. And I would be the girl that would like host her own talent show at 5 years old, get the hairbrush, make my whole family sit down in the living room.
No way.
So I can like sing these songs and I would be every contestant and I would always win. But I think something clicked for my mom where like at 5 or 6 years old, she's like, I don't know if this is like a normal 5 year old girl's voice. Like it seems like she's really passionate about music. And so I grew up my whole life like just surrounded by music and getting plugged in choir at school and theater. And I lived in Orlando, Florida, so Disney World and like whatever opportunities came there. But I ended up giving my life to the Lord at 17 years old. And for me in that moment, it just clicked. Like these talents that I have is a calling. This is like what God created me for. And I want to give the glory back to him and figure out a way to like let people know about what he's done in my life. So that's where I met the incredible guys in Group One Crew at my local church. And next thing you know, we got signed. So it's like God just kind of opened the doors and got me. Here I am today.
I know, right?
So I don't know if I chose to be a professional singer. I feel like it kind of chose me and God led me to where I am now.
Do you ever think about like if you wouldn't have maybe said yes to a Christian music career, like what do you think your life would be like right now?
I think it'd be tragic.
Yeah,
honestly.
It might be.
I feel like I would still be probably doing music. And but I talk to my husband about this all the time. I'm like, this, the music industry as a whole, it's very hard.
Yeah.
You know, there's challenges that come. Even in the Christian music industry, there's things that you face or times where I'm away from my son for, you know, weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's just very difficult. But the one thing that like gives me life is knowing that there's so much purpose in what I do. So I couldn't even imagine doing this in another capacity without purpose. Like, just feeling like I'm doing music for the sake of doing music. So I think at some point I would burn out or be in a really sad place if I didn't have Jesus in it, you know?
And it just goes to show too, like even through a lot of things that we go through in life, it's like, how do people do it without Christ? How do they do it without the Holy Spirit living inside of them? Life is hard enough on its own, much less without having Christ living inside of you. So I just, you know, it's hard for me to like wrap my mind around that because I don't know where I would be if not for that, you know?
Oh, it's so true. And I feel like I use that as like my biggest motivator for like witnessing and like speaking to people about the love of Christ. It's like at the end of the day, it's a scary thing to do sometimes because you're like, I don't want to overwhelm someone with like my views or my religion or whatever. But there's so many hurting people out there. And if you just love on them and talk about like this peace that you found or the joy that you found in Christ, it's like they're so willing to accept it because they don't have it.
Right.
You know, so
they're looking for that missing piece.
They are.
They're looking for real love.
Hey,
that's what they're looking for.
That's the truth.
Blanca, we are so excited about your new single. Like, I have been playing it nonstop, and I just love it. Can you give us a little snippet of what really inspired you with Real Love?
Real Love is, like, my anthem right now. I think it's, like, healing for me in this season that I'm in. Like you mentioned, I lost my mom in December of 2016. So it hasn't even been a year yet. And I think when we face really hard circumstances in our life, it brings out like what's really inside and what's deep in there. And I think there was a lot of things that I was like wrestling with the Lord and feeling inside. I'm like, man, I don't want hard times to bring me to this place of feeling like there's no substance to my relationship with God. Like, I want to go deeper and I want to, even if it hurts, even if it's hard, like, I want to go there with you, God, you know? And I remember I share this every night because this is a story that I had with my mom before she passed away. I remember her speaking to me and being like, I'm scared because I don't know what's next for me. I don't know what's after this. People tell me to, you know, just have faith. And, you know, just if your faith is stronger, you know, God will heal you. And she's like, but I'm still sick. And I don't know if like I've messed up or if he's mad or what. Why is this happening in my life when I love him and I'm seeking him, but I don't feel him in this moment? I realized at that moment that me and my mom were kind of facing, though we were at different places in our life, we were facing the same struggle of trying to put God's love in a box of our own striving and our own failures and our own works, like feeling like we had to earn it in some way by being good enough. And so that's where this song was inspired from. It's like for her, and in that moment, what we experienced and the love of God that we felt in that moment where we realized that he loves us because that's who he is and that's what he's like. And it has nothing to do with what we bring to the table, but it's because.
Thank God it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't have to do with what we do.
Amen. And so I'm like, I have a feeling there's a lot of people out there that need to hear this too, that it's not about our striving. It's not about religion. It's not about putting God in a box. It's just about encountering and knowing the real love of Christ that is so much more and so much deeper than what we've ever imagined. So that's kind of the heart behind this song and hearing the response and like even talking to you and seeing how much you love it. It's just
I do.
Like,
I love it so much.
I'm so grateful. God continues to blow me away. I'm so grateful that he gave me these words. And I know that, again, they have purpose. And there's people out there that are being touched by the song. So thank you for playing it.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you so much for being here. I am so happy that you came into the studio today.
Thank you, and
we can't wait to see you tonight at Big Church Night Out at the Lakefront Arena, 7 o'clock. So if you have not gotten tickets yet, be sure to pick them up at lifesongs.com. Thank you so much, Blanca.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you out there tonight.
Yay.